But I'm going to do that too. And from Srila Prabhupada, beginning preaching in the West, finally we came to the position that we could come to India, we could visit Vrindavan, and we could also come to Radhakund. And without Srila Prabhupada's preaching, which was encouraged and inspired right here in the case of the Gaudiya Mutt, where would we be? And not only the devotees from America, I thought of the devotees from South Africa. The Srila Prabhupada's disciples hadn't gone there, the Srila Prabhupada personally hadn't gone there, where would they be? So preaching is so important. And I was thinking that internally, because they brought in one, because Sananda Sukadakund, the house of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, that internally they have everything that any Babaji or Radhakund have. They have much more. But otherwise, in addition, their internal realization and internal service, they have a very compassionate mission, which is to reclaim the fallen souls throughout the whole world, which may begin far away from Radhakund, but which will culminate again in Radhakund. So, how important preaching is. And Srila Prabhupada's sannyas was inspired and encouraged by Srila Bhakti Sagyan Keshav Maharaj and Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj. Was Srila Prabhupada's most definite act of commitment to fulfill the mission of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and take Krishna consciousness all over the world. So it is so important for us that he took sannyas and came to deliver us. Now, so many years have passed. We've read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we've come to India, we've come to Vrindavan. But how to make further progress? Srila Prabhupada said that I have given everything in my book, and certainly he gave everything in his book. But he also said that initiation does not mean that one is perfect. Initiation means that one is beginning. And therefore, to become perfect, we need help. And Srila Prabhupada explained that anyone who can help one understand the teachings of his spiritual master can be accepted as Shishya Guru. But Srila Prabhupada desired from the very beginning to have some place in Vrindavan where his disciples would come. But as we know from Srimad Bhagavatam, the real value of coming to the holy place is not to take baths. Even the animals can take baths in the river. But the real value comes from associating with the saintly person in the holy place. So Srila Prabhupada went to the West to preach. The first time he came back to India, he had the idea there should be some place in Vrindavan for foreign disciples to come. But his plan for his disciples was not complete just with the creation of the Krishna Balaram temple and ashram. Srila Prabhupada also wanted that there should be some extraordinary, saintly person that could explain his teachings to us more fully than we were able to understand on our own, and who could give us the association that is the real benefit of coming to the holy place. And Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj is certainly working to help complete the mission of our Srila Prabhupada. And he works tirelessly. One devotee commented that he thought that Srila Narayan Maharaj spent more hours preaching and serving his time than practically any sannyasi in his time. Which highlights the point that the name of the institution is not really what matters. What matters is the heart. And Srila Narayan Maharaj's heart is so much dedicated to the service of Srila Prabhupada and his Guru Maharaj and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and the whole parampara, that he doesn't make any distinction. In fact, because of his deep love and affection for our Srila Prabhupada, he welcomes us more and helps us more. So I don't think that any word that we could speak or any price that we could pay could begin to repay, what to speak of repay. We couldn't even estimate the value of the service that Srila Narayan Maharaj is rendering to Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada's disciples. So on this occasion, we can only bow down at the lotus feet of all of our gurus, beginning with Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas in the line who are represented by Srila Narayan Maharaj today, and beg for their mercy that they will always keep us close to them and engage us in their service. Amen.
First, I offer my humble obeisances to the Lord's feet, His Holiness Sri Bhaktivedanta Narayan Swami, and Srila Tamal Krishna and Giriraj Maharaj and all other sannyasis and senior devotees, all other devotees, all the Vaishnavas. So as Srila Narayan Maharaj pointed out, we are all gathered here on this very, very auspicious day that our Srila Prabhupada has taken sannyas in this very place. As all the speakers have pointed out, it is by Prabhupada's mercy that we are sitting here in Vrindavan, and we've come to that very place, the very roof at that time. There was no karma, there was so many things, no pictures, and so many nice things. Simple place. It's actually with just the dharmasala, I think. That's it. But in this very room, Srila Prabhupada took sannyas from Nitya Lila Prabhupada, Om Shripad, Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Vriganti. Previously, Prabhupada had written, he was staying alone in Vrindavan, Mamsi Gopal Mandir. He got some idea about taking sannyas. He wrote to Mayapur asking about the possibility of taking sannyas. And they wrote back, yes, you come here, stay in the mud for some time, then we can see after some time, maybe we'll think about it. Very cold response. So then another time when he came here, he mentioned the same idea. He was a little disappointed. At that time, he was disappointed. He was very anxious. He was thinking, yes, in order for preaching, as Mahaprabhu is also shown by his example, this, for increasing the preaching, he has taken sannyas. So he was thinking, yes, well, I should also take sannyas, it will help my preaching. He was very anxious. He was disappointed when he got this letter. Then he came here, and in discussion with Srila Bhaktivedanta Keshavji Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Keshavji Maharaj, yes, you must take sannyas. I will give you sannyas. And then Prabhupada, he hesitated. First he was very anxious and disappointed. Now somebody was forcing him, yes, you take sannyas. Then, wait a minute. He began to... Okay. But wait a minute. So many times this discussion was going on, but in Prabhupada's own words, I was horrified. He said, I was horrified at the thought. So one day he was sitting with Srila Narayan Maharaj. Hopefully I'm not taking up some of the things that he's going to say, but anyway. He said, but you're already sannyas. You're living alone in Vrindavan. Your family is very far away. You're just already in sannyas. Why are you worried taking sannyas? What is the worry? So this way he was very much encouraged here to take sannyas. And finally, on this very auspicious day, that the elder brother of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Vishwarup, he has taken sannyas. On that very day, Srila Prabhupada took sannyasi. We have the photo is there, along with one, his name was Muni Maharaj. Both of them took sannyas together. So, at that time, one time, we were unable to see. We were so unfortunate that time, we didn't even know what is the name of Krishna. We never even heard the name of Krishna, what to speak of Radharani or anything else, what is Vrindavan. We didn't know what is Vrindavan, anything, what to speak of. So one person who was also very dear to Prabhupada, he was here, and he described that sannyas ceremony to us. One of Prabhupada's very dear godbrothers is saying, I came to Krishna, that's what I mean. He told you, no, I was there. When your Guru Maharaj took sannyas, I was there, I saw. And you know what I was doing? I was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Those of you who have heard many times the stories of the Kinshana Krishnadas, this was his favorite activity, was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He says, so I was also there, I was chanting. So, of course, at that time, so many other mantras are going on for Jagya and this and that, and somebody was trying to tell Krishnadas that you please chant a little quieter. And he said, but I saw your Guru Maharaj from backside. He was going like this. From backside, he was going like this. So then I knew, your Guru Maharaj, he will be great preacher of holy name all over the world. Then I knew. And so it came to pass that Prabhupada, he preached that holy name all over the world. In so many far-off places from Vrindavan. Not far-off places, Vrindavan was the real place. Those are all... This Vrindavan is not the far-off place, excuse me, but I don't think... People are thinking of Vrindavan, that is a far-off place. But Vrindavan is the real place, those are all far-off places. And one time, as Samal Krishna Maharaj mentioned, he was personally there when Prabhupada got the news that Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Keshavji Maharaj is no longer in this world. So I don't remember who it was. One time we were sitting and he described how Prabhupada, just like we have heard also the description, he was crying, he was very upset. That person who had encouraged him, his preaching, would encourage him, yes, you take sannyas. And even though when he got that encouragement, then he felt, when he first when he got some discouragement, he was, that after some time you can take sannyas, he became disturbed. But when he was told, yes, now you take sannyas, then he became, again, he began to hesitate. But that person, again, pressed on him. So Prabhupada was crying. And there's a very, very beautiful prayer that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has written in praise of Sanatana Goswami. And Prabhupada changed that prayer. I will tell the prayer Raghunath has written, and Prabhupada changed it a little bit. He says, Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam Playat Nair Hayam Aam Ama Vitsamam Dham Sri Pambudir Ye Pada Dukha Dukhi Sanatanam Tham Prabhu Mastrayam. This Raghunath Das, he describes that this Sanatana Goswami, he forced me to drink this Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam. This Bhakti Ras, it is very sweet thing. But it is becoming even sweeter by Raga Yuga. Yuga, which is mixed. It's like we have this word yoga. It's coming from the same root. By Raga Yuga Bhaktira. I was in the darkness of ignorance. Ignorance. Darkness. I did not want to drink, but he forced me to drink it. He forced me. Therefore, that Sanatana Goswami, he is Pripambudir, he's ocean of mercy, Paradukha Dukhi, and he's always very merciful to the fallen souls. Sanatanam Sam Prabhu Mastrayam, he is my Prabhu and my only shelter. So soon as Prabhupada heard this, immediately he composed the same verse. The Bhagavad Yuga Bhakti Rasam Prayat Naya, Bhaya Mama Vitsamandam, Pripambudir Ye Paradukha Dukhi. Sri Bhakti Pragan Ketas Prabhu Ashrayana. The same way, he was saying, no, he was singing in Prabhupada's own words, he thought it was horrible, I was horrified. But he forced me to take them. To drink this Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasa. To this day, we cannot begin to comprehend the importance of this moment in history when Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. He was already sannyas, officially. He has taken sannyas, and he was encouraged like anything to go and preach this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this non-sankirtan. So many people are there who are glorified for this or that or so many things. And we have seen that so many Indians have gone to America. So we have seen most of them have gone with their hands stretched out. That I want to take something. I want to go there and get some technology. They want to go to the university and get some technology, technological information, so they can get big degrees, they can make some money. But Prabhupada, he didn't go there begging. Prabhupada didn't go there to beg. He went there to give. People have this idea, India is poor place, poverty stricken. If you tell him, Swamiji, why have you come here? Why are you bothering us? You're coming from this poor place. Why have you come here to bother us? We're all very wealthy. But Prabhupada, he didn't see them as wealthy. He came to give the greatest gift. India is not a poor place. It is this place. Sriman Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna himself, Lord Ramachandra, all of the avatars have appeared here. Mahaprabhu himself, just like Maharaj pointed out, Prabhupada, he took birth in that same Bengal where Mahaprabhu himself and Advaita all have taken birth. This is a very fabulously wealthy place. And Prabhupada came to give, freely give. Because Mahaprabhu had told, Riti Niti Asyara Nagaradi Gram, Sarvatta Prachoy, Hoi Me Madana, that all over the earth my name will be preached. So some people thought, well, maybe that means around Bengal, maybe Orissa also. Mahaprabhu stayed in Orissa, so maybe all around Orissa, all around Nadia, all around Bengal, maybe all around Orissa. maybe in India, Bharat, but not across the sea. It's forbidden. Sannyasi should not cross the sea. But Prabhupada's vision was no. Mahaprabhu has told Prithiviti. He didn't say Bharat. He didn't say Bangladesh. He didn't say Nadia town. This name should be given in every place, every corner. So he went every place to give. He didn't come there to beg. What? He didn't see anything that was begging. They said, Swamiji, you will have to learn how to eat with knife and fork and take cocktails. Prabhupada, I didn't come here to learn anything from these people. I have come here to teach them. And one time, Srila Narayana Maharaj, he personally told me that Prabhupada told him before going, he didn't know what to expect. He had no idea what is there in this far off place where people are covered by motive, ignorance and passion. They have no idea what is Krishna, what is Ram, what is anything. They have most abominable habits. He said, what will happen when I go there and preach? And he told Narayana Maharaj that I am ready even to serve them meat and egg if they will just chant Hare Krishna. This is how merciful he was thinking.
I'd like to offer my respectful obeisances to you. And this time it is today to Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. And to Bhaktivinoda Vishnu Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Narayana Maharaj, all these humble Vaishnavas, I feel very comfortable here in the Vaishnavas. This is an interesting thing that we go back a long way, and I'd like to tell one story that you might find quite interesting, because you're all old friends, that actually Srimad Krishnamurti opened the way with his story of seeing that we are all actually in unity, and we should see like that, that we are all working for a common cause. And the following Giriraj Maharaj also said that it is a matter of the heart. So I like to reveal my heart that at one point in the past, our Godbrother Jagat Guru Swami, Narasimha Maharaj, had joined with Sri Bharati Maharaj. At the time, he went to visit him. And there was some conversation ensued in which Narasimha Maharaj said, well, actually, Sridhar Maharaj, he is in a different camp, and we are disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And those who know Srila Prabhupada Maharaj will appreciate his answer, and he said, actually, they are both in the same camp. They are in the camp of Srimati Radharani. And this way, Narasimha Maharaj was defeated, and he had no answer for that. Then I called a few days later to say that I was coming to that area, and Narasimha Maharaj invited me to come, saying that I'm here with Sri Bharati Maharaj. And I said, well, I'm a Prabhupada man. And he said, then you would like it here very much, because they are all Prabhupada men here. So that was the mood of our Gaudiya Vaishnava society. So I just wanted to say that because I thought the devotees might appreciate that. I had some idea to speak something on the meaning of sannyas. I was not so fortunate to have very much association at all with Srila Prabhupada. And I also was deprived of being a member of ISKCON for so long. But I feel also that I had great fortune in having some very good associations. So in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, there are many points in this philosophy that are very important. And as I mentioned in a previous talk, how many of the Vaishnavas now are becoming quite serious about devotional service and realizing many of the points that require attention, that we refine our conceptions. that we focus and become very serious about devotional service. So the order of sannyas is a strong step in that direction. Actually, there's an external meaning and an internal meaning to the order of sannyas. Formally, we renounce the world. It is considered social suicide, actually. That we give up our connection with family and friends and social obligations and dedicate our lives, kaya, mano, vata, and jiva, our body, mind, and words and soul to the service of the Lord. And as the Brahmana from Avantideh said, aham darishanam, I shall cross over the ocean of nectar to become firmly in the service of our Lord Mukunda. So this determination is exemplified by the order of sannyas, in that one is giving himself wholly for the service of the Lord. It is personified in the order of sannyas, but it is available to everyone that is willing to make that same commitment. It is not necessarily a formal thing, but it is an internal thing. And as the Bhagavad Gita says, that if one doesn't do his duty, but simply renounces, then he is not actually a sannyasi. So real sannyas, real renunciation, means to engage everything in the service of the Lord and to fix our sights with great determination. And one verse was quoted a short time ago from Raghunath Das, Sripam Budhir Paradupaduki. In the same series of prayers of the Lakshmi's Manjari, that one particular verse expresses the highest, you could say, summit of devotion. In the 102nd verse, where Asabhave Amritamayai Kathanshi, that Raghunath Das, here he's saying that my devotion is so exclusive to Srimati Radharani that without your service, he is praying, that I don't even care for Krishna. It is shameless for me to say this, but I don't even want Vrindavan, I don't want Krishna. That this is the focus of Raghunath Das. Most devotees know Raghunath Das for his vairagya, his renunciation. It is described that his renunciation could be likened to lines in stone, that so rigid was his sadhana every day. But he is also known as our Prayojana Acharya, that he is showing the highest goal. And in these prayers, he has expressed that. And this should be the aspiration of those devotees who advance in devotional service. But this is the line of Sri Rupa. This is the service. Actually, sannyas order. Well, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received the mantra from Keshava Bharati, he first whispered the mantra in the ear of Keshava Bharati. And he said, is this the mantra you will give me? I have heard it in a dream. Tat Svamasi. And Keshava Bharati said, yes, this is the mantra. And at that time, it is considered that he initiated his spiritual master into the Vaishnava conception. And then he received this mantra. And it was Murari Gupta who had told him, the other meaning of this mantra is that I am his. And for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is proper, that he is saying, I am Krishna. And in the mantras which we have received as sannyas, the general interpretation is taken to mean, I am her, that I am Srimati Radharani, that exclusively I engage myself in the devotion of Srimati Radharani. That actually she is the only devotee. She is the only one who can please Krishna. So all Aradhanam Sarvesham, all Bhakti must go through Srimati Radharani. And that way we can see everything. And certainly Srila Prabhupada has shown this. So much dear he is to Srimati Radharani by spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. And bringing so many to her lotus feet, so many servants her. This is the most confidential leela. Rasa leela is Sankirtana leela. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Gaura Leela is not different than Krishna Leela. But Gaura Leela, you could say, is higher, and then it is more magnanimous. It is being distributed, Audharya, that Mahaprabhu is giving out this ecstatic ocean of Krishna Prema, Prema Kumarta Mahan. This is the highest level of devotion. Ramni Pichit, Upasan, Kajibadu Vardhina. That worship shown by the gopis of Vrindavan is the highest limit of devotion. Because they gave up everything. They renounced everything. They didn't care for their family. They didn't care for their situation at all. They simply were interested in pleasing Krishna. When they met Krishna after so long in Kurukshetra, they were very happy to see him. And they said, actually, we are only simple village girls. We have no qualifications. We have not done any austerity. We don't know the Vedas. We are not anyone special. But we would just like to be your family. And that way they are humbly approaching Krishna. So much Krishna was feeling that actually his feeling was he felt like a criminal. That, oh, I have neglected such perfect worship for so long. And this way he bowed down to Srimati Radharani to touch her feet. And she said, no, no, that is not proper. That actually, I am at fault. And in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the proof that I have no love for Krishna is that I have not left my body, that I go on living. So in this way, Srimati Radharani is showing that actually the fault is mine. You are free to move as you like, but it is my fault. So in this way, he exemplifies his highest mood of devotion. And this is Sharanagati. Or in a higher sense, another term could be used, Atmanikshepa. That this term means to throw oneself at the lotus feet of the Lord with complete abandon. That I am yours to use in your service as you like. As you see fit, that if you like, you may embrace me, or if you like, you may trample me. But use me as you like. This is the symptom of a surrendered soul, that he is ready to be used by the Lord in any way, whatever way, as Srila Prabhupada wrote in his arrival prayer. As you wish me to dance, I shall dance. And if you don't wish me to dance, then I won't dance. It is your choice, my Lord. I am yours to use in your service. So that is the order of sannyas. And that is what we are observing today. How Srila Prabhupada gave up social things and so many other things to take the order of sannyas and go on to execute the orders of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Hare Krishna.
I qualify to speak in front of such elevated persons. I feel this is like Guru Dasing. Once you accept help from advanced souls, you are required to repay your debt somehow. So out of debt for Srila Prabhupada, Srila Narayana Maharaj, Srila Kamalakrishna Maharaj, and Srila Yuraj tell me how much they've helped me in spiritual life, I'll try to say something. So this year, on Vyasapuja Day in our Krishna Bala Mandir, I was feeling so much bereft because sitting in the assembly there were so many people of different moods and there was a lack of cohesiveness and my heart was empty and I felt like here I have not glorified my spiritual master because I could not catch the mood that I wanted to present. But today I feel like this is the real Vyasapuja of Srila Prabhupada because we've come today in the same mood. We want to glorify him, not to put our own position forward, but simply to in a mood of glorification to speak a few things about him. And so for me, this is my Vyasapuja, 1994. So I wanted to say that I did not have so much association with Srila Prabhupada, so I will simply try to repeat something that I've learned when Srila Narayana learned. This year, on Srila Rupa Goswami's disappearance day, we had the good fortune to spend the day with him at the Radha Damodar Mandir. And this was a very wonderful opportunity to see him worship Srila Rupa Goswami. And I learned very much about my own spiritual master from watching him. And although Srila Narayana spoke in Hindi, we could understand something, and also we heard the translation. He quoted one verse, which is spoken by Kavi Karnapur from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This verse, Srila Narayana told us, is the essence of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this verse goes, Priya Srute, Daita Srute, Prema Srute, Sakshami Rute, Nijan Rute, Pabareka Rute, Satana Rute, Bhagavata Rute. So, when in his explanation he described this verse in terms of Srila Rupa Manjari, Babiji Devi, and Srimati Radharani. But the explanation that he gave to us later was in terms of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Sarva Damodar, and Rupa Goswami. So I asked Uma Devi, who is a very advanced devotee in this mat, please explain to me the correlation between Mahaprabhu's Leela and Krishna's Leela, how these two verses are the same. And she said, Prabhu, the Bhav is the same, don't you understand? You simply change the words, but the Bhav is the same. And sitting here today and thinking, I was considering how this verse could also be applied to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was his exact replica of Sriman Mahaprabhu, and his very dear friend we know was Srila Bhakti Pajasi of Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada was also Prema Sarupe. He was a very embodiment of the Prema Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that word is Sahajavi Rupe. And what was this about Srila Prabhupada's Prema, but that he was very sahaja, it was very natural, it was very spontaneous. Srila Prabhupada loved Krishna so much that his distribution of Krishna consciousness was very widespread and natural and deeply from his heart. He felt his compassion. And the next line is, Nijanu Se Pabareka Rupe. So, who is this Prabhu that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas have? This Prabhu is Srimati Radharani or Gauranga Mahaprabhu? And this is what? Ekarupe. We have no other master. Other than Mahaprabhu and Srimati Radharani, we know no other master. And we know that Srila Prabhupada was the same Bhav. Other than his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Hansa, and the mood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Srimati Radharani, he had no other master. He was Ekanishta. His mind was completely fixed and executing the order of the spiritual master. Therefore, what? Satana Rupe, so Milas Rupe. Therefore, he's the fit person to distribute Satana Rupe. Because what? So Milas Rupe. He actually understood the intimate Vilas of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Srimati Radharani and Krishna. Therefore, he's confident. He's the fit person to distribute. So therefore, from this verse, we can understand that our Srila Prabhupada was so special that he came here and took sannyas simply for the purpose of distributing Krishna consciousness to us who actually had no qualifications. And therefore, on this day, we sit here together with Srila Narayana Maharaj and worship Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Prabhupada Maharaj and Srila Bhakti Hansa and our whole Pacific line. And we're so grateful that they gave us this opportunity. And let us all pray that we also take up the same vow, which is simply to remain devoted to our Pacific line. Send me to distribute the teachings of Mahaprabhu and send me to become intimate servitor of Srimati Radharani and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So, I had one guy sister approach me the other day to challenge me that why was it that I was living in the home of one Swami but I was loving another. So this was a very confrontational situation. But I told her, Prabhu, don't you see the taste is the same? Don't you see, by serving in this specific line, when I find an advanced soul who gives me Srila Prabhupada and who teaches me how to love Srila Prabhupada and increases my love for Srila Prabhupada, and if that taste is the same, then that for me is Srila Prabhupada. That comes to me from Srila Prabhupada. There is no difference. It's all in a straight line. And so this is my experience, that although there may be so many different institutions or different dress or different ashrams or different varnas, when we find that the bhav is the same and the taste is the same, and the goal is the same, and we feel our heart opening up and we feel ourselves advancing, then we are simply foolish if we deny that and look at the external. So I just wanted to say that all this is happening by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, who we remain eternally indebted to. And on this day we pray that Srila Prabhupada, Srila Narayana, Bhakti Prabhupada, take my seat. Give us blessings that we can continue.
namase sammanmati sati putramatra rupam rupam tasya kivuripanam madhurim gosvatim anadha kundam gevar mahurasa madhavasam prapto yasya patitikritaya sri gurum sangato vantha kalpatavdhasya kripasim rudhyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय श्री कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्थिते. वन्स यू शुड रिपीट मी ऑफ बिकॉज सम आर स्लीपिंग सो यू शुड रिपीट पार्ट आइटम. हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम 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 हरे
गौ प्रेमानंदे. मैं सबसे पहले ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री श्री गुरु श्री श्री गौरांग श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु और गुरु निशुल my divine master, holy master, Mr. Vida, Pravishwam, Vishnu, Vaas, Krishna, Bhakti, Pradhyan, Vishnu, Swami, Narayan, my Shiksha Guru, and also not Shiksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, and also best friend, Bandhu, but most Bandhu to me. I never felt so much respect outwardly, but I paid my whole hearted appreciation. I cannot express my heart is feeling, but yes, all are telling to speak. Where there will be difficulty, then Bandhu Prabhu will help me, because he knows he'll be and always be healthy. We are now today, in case of the Gaudiya Math, taking or having classes here on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, fourth chapter, and discussing and explaining. I came to a point where there is a reason. Prema Nitya Kaste Aspadam Rath Marga Bhakti Rath Marga Bhakti Loke Kalite Pracharam Krishna परम प्रभु यही जो हेतु इच्छा उद्गम बैठन था जैसे लीला नहीं प्रचार एवे मोर चमत्कार इन एक्सप्लेनेशन परहैप्स यू आर अंडरस्टैंडिंग see that all, see that all, see that all, see and see that that is a rustic statement. Pray Maharaj, let Yas Pamse Aspana. Krishna after his brother Vida in Vrindavan. He is thinking like so. That is, I should